Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And it is a great, 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 I'll say it again, great word. When God is in charge of our life, everything else falls into place. And the word that God gave me this morning was the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. The steps of a good man by the Lord, and he delights in his way. The Lord delights in, he delights in us because we are his children. And when he's in charge of how we go, where we go, what we do, everything falls into place. And some of us get off our square, and we wind up in the darkness. But we ask God to continuously guide us into the light. This morning, we have a lot of words. And so we're going to get into it. Today will be an Old Testament word. Moses is getting his people ready. He's getting them ready to go into the promised land. And sometimes to get ready to move forward, we got to go backwards and see the things that we may have done wrong that we want to do right. We want to do better than we did yesterday. You know, walk better, live better, be better than we were yesterday. God wants the best for us, but the best is yet to come in our lives. I'm thanking God for the best that's coming in my life. You got to thank God for the best that's coming in your life, because we're going to speak those positives into existence. Speak those positives into existence. Forgive and let things go, because we don't realize we bring health issues. We bring all these things into our own life because we think about what he did, what she did, what they did. You know, Boo-Boo and them, took advantage of my mom or my dad, or, you know, they stole from me, or, you know, he got me introduced to this or that about me behind my back because she knows that Boo-Boo's my baby daddy, you know. Or, you know, I don't like the way the pastor's looking at me. I think I'm going to another church because I don't want no woman pastor anyway. And you got all these things churning, and then you find out that all of it is the enemy playing tricks in your spirit, that you are being knocked off your square. You got to forgive, ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. God does not want us to be out of his counsel. He does not want us to be out of our square, because when we are walking down the lighted path, we're walking after Jesus. We're walking in the light. We're walking in the way we need to go. And the Lord is delighted in us when we do what we're assigned to do. We go where we're asked to go. Don't let anybody knock you off your square, because the enemy is always there whispering in your ear, trying to get you all upset and confused, destroy you. And I'm going to call it like it is. He wants to destroy the children of God. He doesn't like us. He doesn't like the fact that we will have eternal life with the Lord. He doesn't like that we will be equal to angels one day. Not angels, equal. Spirit. Jesus said they will be like the angels. We have to know that we have importance to God. And when you understand you have importance to God, don't let anybody knock you off your square. Forgive. Write it down. Lord, I give this person to you. Lord, I give that person to you. Lord, I give this affront to you. Lord, I give this to you. Lord, I give the folks that hurt me on my job. I give them to you. And here are their names. Lord, these are the folks that treated me horrible in grammar school and made me feel bad about myself. Here, there's names. And I ask you to remove all that, whatever it may be, that's buried down deep from my great, 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 great aunt. You know, whatever. We got to open the door and let that stuff and kick it out of your house. And I'm talking your spiritual house. You got to kick all that negativity, anything that you have in you, you got to let it go. And Moses was reminding these folks, these are the things that you did. These are the things that God did. And we have got to walk into the promised land with a clean slate. But you've got to do what God says do. When he says, get rid of these folks, you've got to get rid of them. In our lives, there are some folks that we got to get rid of down to the root. Get rid of them. All they do is hurt you or will hurt you or will take you back down that road to drug addiction or to alcoholism or to pornography or whatever your sin may be, adultery. They are the ones that got you involved with the mess in the first place, and you got to let them go. You cannot hang out with them because they will cause you to sin. Just like he knew that if they didn't get rid of some of these people, they were going to cause them to sin because God knows everything. He knows it. He knew it. He said, these folks even sacrificed their children. Come on. Get rid of them. And so Moses is trying to get them prepared because he's not going to get to go because of their stiff neck caused him to get angry, caused him to sin, caused him to lose his place. I don't want anybody to lose their place. I don't want to lose my place. So you write those names down and you put them in the sea of forgetfulness. And you say, Lord, I forgive. I forgive my second grade teacher who did me wrong. Lord, I forgive that have hurt me. I forgive the people that used to push me around because they thought that I wasn't as smart as them. And then I had to prove that I was smarter than them. I forgive them. I forgive all those people that hurt me, tried to hurt me, talked about me. All those things, you've got to let it go. Father God, in the name of Christ Jesus, we come to you this morning releasing all things that have hurt us, all the people. We are writing them down, Lord God. Every name, every situation, Lord, we're writing it down and we are giving it to you. It is between us and you. Who we have an ought against. Who we know has an ought against us. Lord, we are forgiven today as we go into our promised land. As we move forward in our word, Lord, we are letting go of all the foolishness of our past. We're letting go of the he said, she said. We're letting go of anything, Father God, that's not like you. We want to be that righteous man. We want to find favor in your sight, Lord God. We want to walk in the light of Christ Jesus, Lord God. And as we move forward in our word today, Father God, we're asking you to increase as we all decrease. Lord God, give each and every listener insight to the word, that word will make it personal to each person, Lord God. As I read it, make it personal, that they will sit and know that you, Lord God, are taking them and moving them forward, not only in the word, but in their life, because the best in our lives, our best, are yet to come. For, Lord, you are the one ordering our footsteps. Help us, God, to walk in the light and the righteousness of our Savior Christ Jesus. Father God, I pray that if there is someone listening today that is not saved, that this word will touch their hearts, their minds, and their spirits, and they will choose you over the world, Father God. For the world didn't bring us in, you did. You knitted each and every one of us in our mother's womb. And Lord, I can only say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for giving me to the one who loved me a lot and still does. Thank you for my mother still being here when so many have lost theirs. Lord God, I thank you for your blessings, the blessings you've given me and the blessings to come. And Lord God, I ask you to watch over each and every child of every listener and the children of our planet, Lord, watch over our children. But if our children don't survive, if our children are not raised in a way to love, but they are the future, help us to love better. Be better parents, be better leaders, teachers, and the fivefold, Lord God. Help us to be better evangelists. Help us, Father God, to help the next generation to be better, that they will lead in love and kindness and all the fruits of the Spirit. They will have faith. They will know that you, Lord God, brought them through. In the name of Jesus, let this word, Lord God, permeate each heart, mind, and spirit. And it is in his name I pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, who is the source of my strength. I can't do it without him, because I tell you, I would be asleep. And I thank God for waking me up this morning. Early, clothed in my right mind. I thank God for waking me up yesterday morning to do my assignment for him. I thank God for all that he does in my life, and I thank God for this ministry, this moving forward ministry, where we move forward through the word of God, because his word is what we need. This love, sweet love, that only can come from the word of God. You know, as Dionne Warwick used to sing, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. And we need love today. And God loves us, or he wouldn't have wakened you this morning. And those that he took home, he took them home because he loved them too. Thank you, Lord, for the do-over. Please join me this morning, family, in Deuteronomy chapter 13. And we're going to just move forward in the Old Testament today. We will be in Deuteronomy, we'll be in Psalms, and we will be in Proverbs. Our Luke word will be on Sunday. And this is the word of God. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, you shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice You shall serve him and hold fast to him. But the prophet or the dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has spoken in order to turn you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of bondage, to entice you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. So you shall put away the evil from your midst. If your brother, the son of your mother, your son, or your daughter, who the wife of your bosom, or your friend, who is as your own soul, secretly entices you, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known, neither you nor your fathers, of the gods of the people which are all around you, near to you, or far off from you, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. You shall not consent to him or listen to him, nor shall your eyes pity him, nor shall you spare him or conceal him, but you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first against him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. And you shall stone him with stones until he dies, because he sought to entice you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. So all Israel shall hear and fear, and not again do such wickedness as this among you. If you hear someone in one of your cities which the Lord your God gives you to dwell in, saying, corrupt men have gone out from among you and enticed the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known, then you shall inquire, search out and ask diligently. And if it is indeed true, excuse me, that such an abomination committed among you, you shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying it, all that is in it, and its livestock with the edge of the sword. And you shall gather all its plunder in the middle of the street and completely burn with fire the city and all its plunder for the Lord your God. It shall be a heap forever. It shall not be built again. So none of the accursed things shall remain in your hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show you mercy, have compassion on you, and multiply you, just as he swore to your fathers, because you have listened to the voice of the Lord your God to keep all his commandments, which I command you today, to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord your God. Chapter 4 of Deuteronomy, verse 1. You are the children of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourselves nor shave the front of your head for the dead. Wow. Cutters. It's something that I've read about that is a phenomenon that's been going on, I'm sure, forever. But we've seen it in children today, lots of them, demonic spirit. If you see your children cutting themselves, you start praying. Get the oil out. Get the water out. You got to pray. You got to cleanse your home. You got to cleanse that child of that spirit, because that's a spirit, and it's attacking your child. If your child starts cutting, you need to pray. Pray like you never prayed in your life, and you got to get some anointing oil. Have the elders pray over it. Have your pastors pray over it. Have people that you know have the right spirit pray over that oil, and you got to anoint your house and your child, because that is a spirit, and it is your child is under attack. God is telling you, you are the children of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourself or shave the front of your head for the dead. I had to read this several times, because I didn't realize that I was sinning. When my husband died, you know, it's been now almost 11 years, almost 10 years, excuse me, 11 years. I cut off all my hair. I had long hair. Cut it all off. And I didn't know I was doing it for grief. I thought I was doing it because I wanted to go natural, which I have gone. But I tell you this, I could have done it gradually, but I did it all at one time. Cut all my hair off. I think it was like 2 inches long, maybe. A little bit longer, 3 inches. And didn't know that I was doing it. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. When I read this article, I said I had to stop and take a minute when I read this scripture and repent. Repent. Because I didn't know why I was doing it. I was going through a darkness in my life. Because I couldn't understand why God took my best friend. And I don't know if I was angry at him or angry at God. I didn't know what was going on. Because understand, grief can take you down a dark path too. There's unholy grief. You got to be careful. You got to pray this stuff out. You got to write it down and say, Lord, forgive me. Father God, forgive me for anything that I may have done against your divine majesty. It says, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the people who are on the face of the earth. And remember, we've been grafted in through Jesus Christ. You shall not eat any detestable thing. These are the animals which you may eat. The ox, the sheep, the goat, the deer, the gazelle, the roe deer, the wild goat, the mountain goat, the antelope, and the mountain sheep. And you may eat every animal with clawed hooves, having the hooves split into two parts. And that chews the curd among the animals. Nevertheless, of those that chew the curd, I have cloven hoofs, you shall not eat, such as these, the camel, the hare, and the rock hyrax. But they chew the curd, but do not have cloven hoofs. They are unclean for you. Also, the swine is unclean for you, because it has cloven hoofs, yet does not chew the curd, you shall not eat their flesh or touch their dead carcasses. And I know there are a lot of folks that are like, well, I don't eat pork. I personally don't eat pork. I went on a fast and I don't eat it. And I haven't for several years. But understand, Jesus came and said, you can eat whatever you want to, because when it goes in, it's when it comes out that's unclean. So he said, oh, wash your hands, give it to God, and you can eat what you want. But I know there's many that still go by this. I quit eating pork for health reasons, because my body just didn't like it. My mind liked it. Because I can tell you this, I was a baconaholic. I love bacon. I like ham sandwiches with lettuce and tomato and a little bit of cheese. And come on now, let's call it. Don't act funny. I love fried pork chops with fried potatoes and onions because it gave me happy memories of my childhood. And let's not forget, you know, you got to have those Pillsbury biscuits to go with it, the grandma kind. We got to understand we have things that we have eaten that are not probably healthy for us. And a lot of this stuff, if you stop and think about it, it's not healthy for you. If you have issues with your blood pressure, eating a lot of pork makes your blood pressure go up. Eating certain things messes with your body's chemistry, and it makes you sick. So understand that all of this is for a reason, and a lot of it is dealing with health. You know, once you find yourself giving up certain types of meat, you find yourself feeling better. Of this year, I've given up. I've gone a whole month with no, or 40 days with no but no meat at all. Felt great. And I added back in chicken and fish. Or fowl and fish. You know, I eat turkey and chicken and fish. Have not eaten beef since the beginning of this Lenten season. And feel better. Understand, everything that God has ever done, if you read the Word of God, everything has a purpose. And when you realize that the purpose is your health, your well-being, it's like, wow, okay, God, I get it. And this is what it says as we continue in verse number 9. These you may eat of all that you are in the water. You may eat all that have fins and scales. And whatever does not have fins and scales, you shall not eat. It is unclean to you. In other words, all you can eat shrimp is not good for you. That lobster and those crab legs, not good for you. Because as he goes, all clean birds you may eat. These you shall not eat: the eagle, the vulture, the buzzard, the red kite, the falcon, the kite after their kind, every raven after its kind, the ostrich, the short-eared owl, the seagull, and the hawk after their kind, the little owl, the screech owl, the white owl, the jackdaw, the crinoid called vulture, the fisher owl, the stork, the heron after its kind, and the whoopee after its kind. After every creeping thing that flies is unclean for you, they shall not be eaten. You may eat all clean birds. You shall not eat anything that dies of itself. You may give it to the alien who is within your gates, that he may eat it, or you may sell it to the foreigner. But you are a holy people to the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. You shall truly tithe all the increase of your gain that the field produces year by year. And you shall eat before the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to make his name abide. The tithe of your grain and your new wine and your oil of the firstborn of your herd, your flock, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. Pay your tithes, family. Pay your tithes, family. Pay your tithes. You know, you got to do what you're supposed to do. And understand, I hear so many, I ain't buying my pastor no new car. You're not buying the pastor anything. I don't know too many pastors that don't have other jobs or are retired. Their living is not coming 100% from the church. Not many. There are some that everything comes from the church, but a lot of them have retirement, have jobs. And so they have other income besides the income from the church. And if they bought a car, so what? You have folks that's given all kind of money for folks to buy planes, trains, and automobiles. But the fact is, as long as your tithes go to keep the lights on, the water running, the heat on, and the maintenance of the church is kept up, that's what your tithes are for, to take care of the house of God and to take care of the man or woman of God that runs the house. We got to quit being jealous and envious of folks. God has placed them there for a purpose and a reason. We got to stop it. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. We got to remember that God has chosen so many. But yes, there are those out there that are shysters. They have a shyster spirit. And God is revealing them all as we speak. And this is the word of God. But if the journey is too long for you so that you are not able to carry the tithe, if the place where the Lord your God chooses to put his name is too far from you, then the Lord your God has blessed you. Then you shall exchange it for money. Take the money in your hand and go to the place which the Lord your God chooses. Caught that, right? and you shall spend that money for whatever your heart desires, for oxen or sheep, for wine or similar drink. For whatever your heart desires, you shall eat there before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. You shall not forsake the Levite who is within your gates, for he has part, not nor inheritance with you. Take care of your pastors. At the end of every third year, you shall bring out the tithe of your produce of that year and store it up within your gate. And the Levite, because he has no portion nor inheritance with you, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow who are within your gates may come and eat and be satisfied, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hand which you do. Chapter 15 of Deuteronomy. At the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a release of debt. And this is the form of the release. Every creditor who has lent anything to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not require it of his neighbor or his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. Of a foreigner you may require it, but you shall give up your claim to what is owned by your brother, except when there is, as may be, no poor among you. For the Lord will greatly bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess as an inheritance, only if you carefully obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe with care all these commandments which I command you today. For the Lord your God will bless you just as he promised you. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. You shall reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you. If there is among you a poor man of your brothers within any of the gates in your land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not harden your heart, nor stretch your hand from your poor brother, but you shall open your hand wide to him and willingly lend him sufficient for his needs, whatever he needs. Beware lest there be a wicked thought in your heart, saying, the seventh year of the year of release is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry out to the Lord against you, and it becomes sin among you. You shall surely give to him, and your heart should not be grieved when you give to him, because for this thing the Lord your God will bless you in all your works and in all to which you put your hand. For the poor will never cease from the land. Therefore, I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor and your needy in your land. If your brother, a Hebrew man or Hebrew woman, is sold to you and serves you 6 years, then in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you. And when you send him away free from you, you shall not let him go away empty-handed. You shall supply him liberally with your flock, from your threshing floor, from your wine press, from what the Lord your God has blessed you with, you shall give to him. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, I command this thing today, that if it happens that he says to you, I will not go away from you because he loves you and your house, since he prospers with you, then you shall take an owl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be your servant forever. Also to your female servant you shall do likewise. It shall not seem hard to you when you send him away free from you, for he has been worth a double hard servant in serving you 6 years. Then the Lord your God will bless you in all that you do. All the firstborn males that come from your herd, your flock, you shall sanctify to the Lord your God. You shall do no work with the firstborn of your herd, nor shear the firstborn of your flock. You and your household shall eat it before the Lord your God year by year in the place which the Lord chooses. But if there is a defect in it, it is a lame or blind or has any serious defect, you shall not sacrifice it to the Lord your God. Unclean and the clean person alike may eat it as if it were a gazelle or deer, only you shall not eat its blood. You shall pour it on the ground like water. Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover. to the Lord your God, for in the month of Abib, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. Therefore you shall sacrifice the Passover to the Lord your God from the flock and the herd in the place where the Lord chooses to put his name. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread with it, that is the bread of affliction, for you came out of the land of Egypt in haste, that you may remember the day in which you came out of the land of Egypt all the days of your life. And no leaven shall be seen among you in all your territory for 7 days, nor shall any of the meat which you sacrifice the first day of twilight remain overnight until morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, but at the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide there. You shall sacrifice the Passover at twilight, at the going down of the sun, at the time you came out of Egypt, and you shall roast it and eat it in the place which the Lord your God chooses. And in the morning you shall turn and go to your tent. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there shall be a sacred assembly to the Lord your God. You shall do no work on it. You shall count 7 weeks for yourself. Begin to count the 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle to the grain. Then you shall keep the feast of weeks to the Lord your God with the tribute of a freewill offering from your hand, which you shall give as the Lord your God blesses you. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your son and your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, the Levite who is within your gates, the stranger and the fatherless, and the widow who are among you at a place where the Lord your God's name abides. And you shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and you shall be careful to observe these statutes. You shall observe the Feast of the Tabernacle 7 days, when you have gathered from your threshing floor and from your winepress, and you shall rejoice in your feast, you and your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, and the Levite, the stranger and the fatherless, and the widow who are within your gate. 7 days you shall keep a sacred feast to the Lord your God in the place which the Lord chooses, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hands, so that you surely rejoice. 3 times a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. You shall appoint judges at all your gates, which the Lord your God gives you according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. You shall not pervert justice. You shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe, for a bribe binds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. You shall follow what is altogether just, that you may live and inherit the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not plant for yourself any tree as a wooden image near the altar which you build for yourself to the Lord your God. You shall not set up a sacred pillar which the Lord your God hates. Deuteronomy chapter 17. You shall not sacrifice to the Lord your God a bull or sheep which has any blemish or defect, for that is an abomination to the Lord your God. If there is found among you within any of your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, a man or a woman who has been wicked in the sight of the Lord your God in transgressing his covenant, who has gone and served other gods and worshiped them, either the sun or the moon or any of the hosts of heaven, which I have not commanded, and it is told you, and you hear of it, and you shall inquire diligently. And if it is indeed true and certain that such an abomination has been committed in Israel, then you shall bring out to your gates that man or woman who has committed that wicked thing, and shall stone to death that man or woman with stone. Whoever is deserving of death shall be put to death. On the testimony of two or three witnesses, he shall not be put to death on the testimony of one witness. The hands of the witnesses shall be the first against him to put him to death, and afterwards the hands of all the people. So you shall put away the evil from among you. What did Jesus say? He was without, a man arises, which is too hard for you to judge between degrees of guilt, for bloodshed between one judgment or another, or between one punishment or another, matters of controversy within your gates. Then you shall arise and go up to the place which the Lord your God chooses, and you shall come to the priests, the Levites, and to the judge there in those days, and inquire of them. They shall pronounce upon you the sentence of judgment. You shall do according to the sentence which they pronounce upon you in the place which the Lord chooses. And you shall be careful to do according to all that they order you, according to the sentence of the law in which they instruct you, according to the judgment which they tell you. You shall do, you shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left from the sentence which they pronounce upon you. Now the man who acts presumptuously and will not heed the priest who stands to minister there before the Lord your God, or the judge, that man shall die. So you shall put away the evil from Israel, and all the people shall hear and fear, and no longer act presumptuously. When you come to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, and possess it and dwell in it, and say, I will set a king over me like all the nations they are around me, you shall surely set over you whom the Lord your God chooses, one from among your brethren. You shall set a king over you. You may not set a foreigner over you who is not your brother. But he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses. For the Lord has said to you, you shall not return that way again. Neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away, nor shall he greatly multiply silver and gold for himself. Understand what happened with Solomon. All wives turned away from the edits that God said, don't take multiply wives. Neither shall he multiply wives for himself. 1,000 women, wives and concubines. And what they do, turn them against God by having all their idols all over the place. Mess up the people of God and wind up splitting the kingdom in two. As we continue, also it shall be when he sits on the throne of his kingdom that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book from the one before the priests, the Levites, and it shall be with him. And he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes, that his heart may not be lifted above his brother, that he may not turn aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, and that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Chapter 18. The priests, the Levites, all the tribe of Levi, shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his portions. Therefore, they shall have no inheritance among their brethren, the Lord in their inheritance, as he said to them. And this shall be the priest's due from the people, from those who offer a sacrifice, whether it is a bull or sheep. They shall give to the priest the shoulder, the cheeks, and the stomach, the first fruits of your grain and your new wine, your oil, and the first of the fleece of your sheep you shall give them. For the Lord your God has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand to minister to the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. So if a Levite comes from any of your gates, from where he dwells among all Israel, and comes with all the desire of his mind to the place which the Lord chooses, and he may serve in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren, the Levites, do, who stand there before the Lord, They shall have equal portions to eat besides that what comes from the sale of his inheritance. When you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, y'all hear that, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritress, or one who calls up the dead. Y'all better listen to this. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess, listen to soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. The Lord your God will rise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren, whom you shall hear according to all you desired of the Lord your God in Europe in the day of the assembly, saying, let me now hear again the voice of the Lord my God, nor let me see the great fire among lest I die. And the Lord said to me, what they have spoken is good. I will rise up for them from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of them, of him. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has not spoken it is presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. And our word for this morning is coming out of the book of Psalms. And as we have read this lesson this morning, everything, every footstep, things that you must do come from the Lord. And it says this, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Praise God. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore, for the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever. But the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. That's a word. And as we continue in Psalms, the mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him with his judge. Wait on the Lord and keep his way. Everything we read in Deuteronomy just falls right back to this song. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. The word of God is true. All we have to do is follow it. And as we finish up our 40, mark the blameless man and observe the upright. For the future of that man is peace, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. because they trust in him. We have to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we must acknowledge the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit so that we may walk in righteousness. And I have a Proverbs chapter 12, starting at verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who keeps counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is known at once, but a man covers his shame. Again, everything still going back to that Deuteronomy word. And as we continue, Proverbs chapter 12, starting at verse 17. He who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. The truthful lips shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Remember that, a lying tongue is but for a moment. Proverbs chapter 12, verses 20 through 22. And it says, deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. No grave trouble will overtake the righteous, but the wicked shall be filled with evil. Lying lips, are y'all hearing this, are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight. Is our word for this morning. And we're going to go back and hit some life lessons. But God put in my heart to get all his word out today so that that word goes out and it permeates your hearts, your minds, and your spirit. God's word is true. And all we have to do is follow it. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. We got to follow God. And as we continue, some life lessons. And for those that have just joined this Moving Forward experience, we are reading the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. And I am coming out of the New King James Version. And so when I talk about life lessons, they are coming from Dr. Stanley. Life lesson for Deuteronomy chapter 13 was this. Chapter 13, verse 3, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you. A miracle is no proof of God's involvement. Listen when I say this. A miracle is no proof of God's involvement. Pharaoh's magicians produced some of God's plagues. If we go back to Genesis chapter 7, verses 11 and 22, and similar things will happen in the future. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. The real test is, does it honor God? Remember that. Does it honor God? We'll see all kinds of signs and miracles, but do they honor God? And from our title lesson, chapter 12, well, actually, no, this is from Proverbs chapter 12. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. We've seen what can happen when folks listen to lies and untruth. It can cause so much confusion, and folks thinking they're doing right can be doing wrong. And it says this, we all naturally assume our own opinions are right. No one thinks I'll believe this because I know it's untrue. Wise people, however, listen to contrary opinions to see if they might have made a mistake. Fools don't. We got to understand that if you make a mistake, you confess it, keep it moving. God hears you. Life lesson from Deuteronomy chapter 15. Verse 11, the poor will never cease from the land. Therefore, I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother. Both Moses and Jesus told us that the poor would always live among us. Matthew 26 and 11, children of God who loves to give, the Lord instructs us and encourages us to give generously to the poor. He blesses us so that we might bless others. Therefore, we are always to remain generous. We can't be selfish. Because understand, a hand closed is a hand not open to receive the blessings of God. Deuteronomy chapter 16:17. Every man shall give as he is able according to the blessings of the Lord. In both the Old and New Testament, God instructs his people to give back to the Lord a proportionate amount as he has blessed them. 2 Corinthians 8:12. And no one can ever outgive God. That is so true. We can never outgive God. And Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 19. He shall read it all the days of his life that he may learn to fear the Lord his God. Daily Bible study helps us to fear God. That's what we're doing. And obey his commands keeps us humble and lengthens our life. And during times of storm, it gives us immovable anchor. God is our solid rock. Hallelujah. And we are blessed to be his sons and daughters. Deuteronomy chapter 18:18. I will rise up from them a prophet and will put my words in his mouth. Jesus Christ fulfilled this prophetic prophecy during his earthly ministry. See John chapter 1 verses 21 through 27, chapter 6, 14, 7:40. So it was appropriate that Moses appeared with Jesus at the transfiguration. Matthew 17:1 through 3. Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 22. When a prophet speaks, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, the Lord has not spoken. Since God always keeps his promises and always fulfills his word, any prophecy or prediction that fails to come true has a source other than God. Remember that. Psalms 37:39. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. When hard times come, we often feel listless, powerless, weak, and worried. Even when we don't have these things, we still really are weak. We must find our strength in God, for his might never wavers. And a quick word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, before we wrap it up this morning. And a word from our sister is this. Good morning. God will give you strength for every battle, wisdom for every decision, and peace that surpasses all understanding. Have a fantastic Friday, family, and may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In the precious and holy name of Christ Jesus, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day, family. For it is a moving forward, a wrap. We have read our Old Testament word from Deuteronomy, Psalms, and Proverbs, and we will be in the book of Luke on Sunday. Thank you so much, and have a blessed and wonderful day. It is a wrap.